Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Listeners to this radio show should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company carefully before investing. The prospectus contains this and other information about the mutual fund, variable annuity, and variable annuity subaccounts. To obtain a prospectus, you may contact Friedman Financial or your financial advisor. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making a potential investment. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Hope you're all doing well this morning. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above Daniela's Ristorante, where they have the greatest garlic bread in the world. That's right. If you haven't been to Daniela's, check it out. Daniela's part of a three-restaurant family. There's Daniela's Ristorante on 41 Cross Street. There is Daniela's Cafe, located in, somewhere else in Danvers, across from McKinnon's Meat Market, and then the steakhouse, which is called Polano, which is just exceptional. So swing by there. My name is Mark Friedman, like I said, president of Friedman Financial. We've been doing financial planning since 1968. Not me, I was two. I was in diapers back then. My father started the firm all the way back then. Dad retired in 2007. I joined the firm in 1991 and then took over when Dad retired. And now it's run by myself and my business partner, Marion Gilman. Marion's been with me 21 years, and we have been serving individuals, families, households on the North Shore, the Merrimack Valley, and the Southern New Hampshire area. We do a few foundations, a few not-for-profit groups, but for the most part, it's individuals and families. And what's really interesting is many people say to me, oh, Mark, you must deal with some really super wealthy people. Yeah, we got a couple, but for the most part, it's mostly people like you and me. I look at our ideal client, the person that we look to serve on a regular basis, are people that are generally over the age of 50. They have had a middle to upper middle management job, maybe as a household income between the two folks. You had an income of somewhere around $150,000 and $300,000. You got good relationships with your kids. Maybe they don't live at home anymore. They're grown and gone on their own. But generally, when it's time for Thanksgiving or Christmas and everyone comes back to the house, everyone, for the most part, gets along. You know, there's, of course, always the squabbles that happen and then the boyfriends and the daughter-in-law or son-in-law that you really don't like because for whatever reason. But, you know, that stuff happens. But it's generally good relationships with the kids. You love your grandkids. When you want to spend money, when it's time to start thinking about spending money, you want to spend somewhere between $6,000 and $12,000 a month. Does that sound like you, spending $6,000 and $12,000 a month? Well, I'll tell you what. I would bet there are people that say, no, I only spend $3,000 or $4,000 a month, but I would bet you that you probably spend $6,000 or $7,000. Most people totally underestimate the amount of money that they spend on a month-to-month, year-to-year basis, and it's not unnatural to do it. I mean, you just think about, okay, who do I write my checks to? Or who do I pay the bills to? And you think about your mortgage and your electric bill and the cable bill and there's a few other things, but you just think, what else is there? But then if you really take a deep dive and you really look, and it's not about whether you're getting your nails done too often or you're golfing too much, it just adds up. And folks, we spend more money than we think. We generally do. Now, you might say to yourself, well, last year I didn't. It was the pandemic. I didn't spend any money back then. Well, you're right. You probably spent less, but you spent it differently. I bet you never spent so much money on takeout before or food delivery. You might not have put as many miles on your car, and you certainly didn't go on a vacation, probably. But maybe, spent more money on Amazon.com, buying stuff to have it delivered to your house, or on delivery fees, or whatever it was. It all adds up. But we're in a situation right now where people now come to us at Friedman Financial, and they say, you know, I'm approaching retirement, or I'm in retirement. And I know that my fixed income that I'm going to get over time is probably either going to come from Social Security, or from a pension. And that's not going to be enough. Of course it's not going to be enough, at least for most people that we see. But oftentimes that pension or Social Security can represent half, 60% of what you need to spend. But you need to rely on your other resources to provide that income stream to you in a way that you feel like, one, I'm not going to run out of money. And two, I don't want to handcuff myself so that if I start taking income from these other places, that I can't ask for more sometimes. Because you know what? We don't buy a car every year. We don't get the driveway repaved every year. We don't replace our air conditioning unit in the house every year. But periodically, that stuff has to get done. So where are you going to pull the extra money? How are you going to do that? How do you act flexibly? How do you make smart decisions? And when you take that money, how do you decide where the best place is to take it so that you pay the least amount in taxes? Well, at Friedman Financial, and frankly, I'm just not even talking about my firm, any good certified financial planning firm will ask those same questions. And they'll make sure that they have the models built properly that are not just a generic model, but a customized model that's for you. It says, here's the approach we're going to take when it's time to take money from our accounts. If that sounds like you, if that sounds like a question that you're being faced with and you say to yourself, oh my goodness, I've got stuff scattered everywhere. I might have, you know, a whole bunch of different accounts, whether it's at Fidelity or Schwab or with my 401k company or a 403b company, or maybe it's at the bank and I got CDs here. And if you're scattered all over the place and you're going, oh my goodness, I need to get my financial house in order so that I can start making smart financial decisions with my money, perhaps it's a time to call a certified financial planner. If you like what we do on the radio, I'd be honored to have the opportunity to talk with you. Our phone number is 978-531-8108. No, that's not the studio number. That's my office number, 978-531-8108. No one's in the office today, of course. It's Sunday. But if you do leave a message, we will certainly get back to you. We can send you some information about our firm. And if you want to learn more about us, just go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page. You can sign up for a newsletter if you like. Or at the top of my website, you can find a tab that says Getting to Know Friedman Financial. And we got a nice little piece that's up there that walks you through all the things that we can do, what our fees are, how we work with our clients, not only up front, but on an ongoing basis. Because I think one of the big mistakes that I see in the world, especially when it comes with financial professionals, is they spend an inordinate amount of time trying to get you as a client. But once your account is with them and you've settled in, do you hear from them again? What's their plan to continue to touch base with you? Well, at Friedman Financial, we have a 70 points of communication plan. 70 points of communication each and every year. Really, Mark? How do you do that? Well, thanks for asking. Just this voice in my head that just was asking that question. You know, Biff, you could have asked that question for me, but
I could have. But you kind of, that voice beat me to it, Mark.
Sorry, I know you were.
I hate to interrupt when that voice is talking to you. But by all means, go ahead.
No, thank you very much. That's Biff, my producer. So we have 70 points of communication every year. 52 of those communications come through our free weekly newsletter. And it's not something that I subscribe to. We actually write that newsletter. That's right. We've been writing our own newsletter since March of 2009. It lands in your mailbox every Friday at 10:30 in the morning. Never missed a week. Now, once a year, with your permission, well, actually, I'm not asking permission because I'm doing it anyways. Once a year, it doesn't come on Friday. The week of Thanksgiving, we send our newsletter out on Wednesday. So we give the staff the rest of the week off. So, but besides that, you're getting it every Friday at 10:30. What does that newsletter include? Three very short stories that fall under the category of financial advice in a language you can understand. People love it. It's a great way to stay connected with us, stay connected with what's going on in the world. No, I'm not going to talk about individual stocks or individual investments to say, buy this or sell that or buy that or sell it. No, we don't do that. Because what we do in our world says we're long-term investors. And so buying and selling on a fast, tactical way is not a strategy that we encourage our clients to do at all, and certainly not something that we do in our office. I want to set you up for success. And success means we got to go through a few hills and valleys along the way, as long as it aligns properly with your risk tolerance and your overall financial plan. And because when we do financial planning for our clients, we know where everything is and what everything is worth, we can feel good that we're making prudent decisions when we need to. So So the newsletter is one way that you can stay in touch with us. We encourage you to certainly do that. And I've totally lost train of thought of what I was talking about. Biff, do you remember what I was saying? Any idea? He does not. Biff is not. Yeah, it's all right. Thanks for listening. I thought you were my only. It's okay. You're probably the only guy listening to the radio show here anyway.
No, once you started to have that inner conversation with that, I kind of stepped back. So I apologize.
It's okay.
I, like you, have no idea.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. Well, as you well know, when I walk into the studio, I have no idea either. My note right now consists of a little yellow sticky pad that I drew a couple words on, and that's about it for the show. So we just wing it for an hour.
What if your attorney showed up at court with yellow sticky?
Exactly.
That's all he had.
Well, you know, I think the rules for a radio show are a little different these days.
I think they are.
Anyways, so, you know, we're about financial advice in a language you can understand. And if now is the time for you to get serious about your financial planning and investment management needs, I hope you'll give our office a call, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Many people ask me, I get this email a lot. Tell me about what your typical client looks like. I like tried to explain it earlier, but I think I got off the beaten track there. But my typical client is generally over the age of 55, but they can range upwards of 103 as well. But generally, we don't speak to client. We don't necessarily work with clients in their 30s and their 40s. We're a specialized firm that is focusing on people that are approaching retirement or are in retirement. Call it the 5 years prior to retirement and then all the years thereafter. Because that's where you hit this special moment in your life. See, when I go out and I speak, I have this picture of a mountain that I put up on the screen. So you can picture a mountain. It goes up and then the mountain goes down. But what if you had this ring of a cloud that dropped and descended on top of the mountain? So that about, if you were climbing up the mountain all the way, about two-thirds of the way up, all of a sudden now you can't see the top of the mountain because you're walking into a cloud bank, a big puffy cloud. And at the when you finally reach the peak, you can see up at the top because this cloud has settled down just a little bit. So the apex of the mountain is still sitting up there. So what we're doing, I want to deal with the stuff when you're in the cloud. Because the cloud is uncertain. Once you start, you know, when you're 20 years old, 30 years old, 40 years old, the best advice you can give to anybody when it comes to money is invest it. Put money aside. Because I can't tell you how many people will tell me in their 50s and their 60s, oh my goodness, I wish I had done this earlier. So the best advice you can give anybody in their 20s, 30s, 40s, invest money. Invest in your 401k. Set up a Roth IRA. Put money aside. Put money in the 529 plan. All that good stuff. But then you start to get to 55. The kids are grown. Maybe they're out of the house already. And you're realizing, oh my goodness, I have 5 years left to retirement. And now what? And now you're in this cloud. You don't know how many years you have to go up. How many more years it's going to take to get up to the top because you can't see anything. The cloud's in the way. How much more money do I need to save? And then when you get to the top, unfortunately, you can't see the bottom because there's this giant cloud in the way. And on the way down, you're going to have to spend years in this cloud not knowing where the bottom is. And you know what the bottom is, folks. The bottom of that mountain is that casket in the ground. That's the bottom. But when do you get there? And what happens on your trajectory up when you hit 55 or 60 and maybe a health situation presents itself or the company you work for goes out of business and all of a sudden retirement becomes accelerated? Are you ready? Do you know how to make those changes? Do you know how to address things? Do you know how to handle those circumstances and those situations? Well, that's where we thrive. I thrive in that cloud going up and the cloud going down because we want to provide that rational advice during the most emotional and unsettling times in your life. That's what a good financial planner will do. Will it matter whether you buy the next best large cap growth fund or the best small cap value fund? Absolutely not. You want to make sure that you've got a strategy in place that allows you to live the retirement that you want. And I can tell you so often, more often than not, the people that come to see us, they realize when they get there, they say, geez, I don't know if I can retire. I don't know whether I'm on the right track. And when we begin to show it to them and expose them to what they have and what they have coming to them and what's in line here, they realize not only are they set for retirement, but they're probably in better shape. And frankly, if they don't spend more money, they're going to leave an inheritance, an amount of money to their kids that is beyond what they ever possibly imagined that they could leave. And frankly, they're beyond what they ever thought they could accumulate. It's funny, over the past few months, clients have come to me and they've said, you know, they're looking at their overall net worth. You see, when you come to my office, when you work with us, it's not just about your investment account. It's about your net worth, everything, all of your worth, everything that you're worth. And we show this net worth statement so you can see here's what you're worth, not just what your investment account is, but how has your net worth grown? How has it grown? And most people will look at that number and they go, wow, I never imagined that I could actually have this amount of money. Now that they have it, they don't know what to do with it. But if they continue to be so frugal in the way that they use their money, they're going to pass an enormous amount of money on to that next generation. And I can tell you this, we average 12 to 18 deaths a year in my office. I know it's unfortunate, but when you've been doing this for 50 years, like my father has 51 years, it happens. People die. Spouses die. Kids, unfortunate situations happen. But when the kids, that next generation inherits your money, yes, it is what's called the greatest transfer of wealth that's going to be going on between now and the next 20 years. But the kids are spending the money at rates far faster than you would have. I mean, think of the way your kids spend money now. How careful are you when you go out to buy a pair of sneakers, and how careful are they? I mean, you know the answer to that question. Well, those are the types of questions that I want to raise with you. And I want to continue to ask you questions. I want you to think. I want you to think about your financial situation and how you can do this right. I want to give you financial advice in a language you can understand. We're going to take a break. When we get back, there's an event that's coming up next weekend. And I have some ways in which you can save yourself some money. I'm going to give you financial advice in a language you can understand so you can celebrate. You can have the time of your life. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial. With all that's gone on over the past couple years, perhaps retirement is sounding pretty good. But how can you focus on the future when you're so busy juggling the day-to-day? It's time for a real plan, a plan you can define, a plan you can track, and a plan you can modify as things change. At Friedman Financial, that's what we do. We know that planning for your retirement can be overwhelming, but with more than 50 years of experience, we know what you're going through. We're experienced and we're fiduciaries. We listen and we collaborate with your best interests in mind. You don't have to do this alone anymore. Turn to us for answers to your why, how, and what if questions. If now is the time to get serious about your retirement, please give us a call. We're Friedman Financial of Peabody. Financial advice in a language you can understand.
Visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com.
Friedman Financial is a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
The following message is brought to you by Friedman Financial of Peabody through 104.9's Project Local program.
Hi, it's Daniela from North Shore Hospitality Group, Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante in Peabody, reminding you to support your local restaurants. Stop by the cafe for pasta and pastries. Enjoy a cocktail on our heated veranda at Daniela's Ristorante, or indulge in prime steaks and seafood at Polana Steakhouse. Dine in, take out, or purchase gift cards from all of our locations. Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante Peabody. It's not about the money.
We don't need your money. Look, when it comes to spending money, it is about the money. It is about the money. I don't care what they say. It is about the money. My name is Mark Friedman. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. It is 8:20 here in the Treetop Studios right across the street from the North Beverly train station. I am here bright and early this Sunday morning. It is, looks like the sun is trying to peek through here. I think we're going to have a nice day. According to Mark Rosenthal, by the way, on Thursday when I was listening to the weather, he said today, Sunday, would be the pick of the week. So we'll see. I thought yesterday was a pretty nice day until the rain came. And then the Red Sox blew a baseball game last night. Yeah, could have been grand slam in the eighth inning. That was tough. Ugh. I mean, Nick Pivetta pitched so well yesterday.
Yes.
And I was really hoping that the Red Sox could pull this one out. But, you know, maybe they need to go back to the yellow shirts.
Well, I mean, when they lost, they went away from the yellow shirts.
I know. So, you know.
So they really have to win today. Tonight, it's very important.
They really do, because they're tied for the wild card. First place in the wild card spot. Mm-hmm. I think the Blue Jays, what, two games back? Two or three?
I think two.
Yeah.
The Blue Jays won last night as well.
Yep.
So, but I mean, this three-game series, they could have put the Yankees away.
They could have, but they really didn't.
Nope. And, you know, I mean, hats off to the Yankees. I mean, that grand slam, you got to be kidding. Pavetta must be banging his head against the wall.
Absolutely. Well, the Red Sox finish out the season against the Orioles and then the Washington Nationals. The Orioles are certainly out of the playoff run, but have they ever been in the playoff run in your lifetime?
Jeez, I mean,
maybe since back to Jim Palmer, maybe?
Going back to Jim Palmer, Earl Weaver.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah.
And the Nationals, I think they're in the playoffs. So, but they may be resting their guys. I mean, there's no incentive for them to play their best guys.
After this series, it's kind of, I think, you know, they're kind of home free. I mean, you should be able to take care of Baltimore and uninterested Washington.
I would think so, but they're going to be on the road for the next week or so, but that's okay. It's okay.
So for your listeners, you're listening to Friedman Financial Sports Talk.
There you go. And so we're 1 o'clock today is kickoff for the Patriots. Against the Saints, what time is pregame show, Biff? We got it right here on 104.9, okay, right?
So 10 a.m.
Right.
10 a.m.
So
yeah. Right here on 104.9, yep. So 10 to 1 is pregame, and then another 3 hours postgame as well after the game.
Oh, it's football.
So full coverage here at 104.9.
Yeah, so speaking about quarterbacks, so that's kind of what a financial advisor is. A financial planner is your financial quarterback. We are not, in order for me to do my work as a financial planner, I need to recognize that there are a lot of players in the game, and if we don't work well together, we can really set up some challenges for you. So, you know, there's all sorts of aspects to a financial plan, whether it's the investment side, which everybody seems to think that's what the financial advisor guy does. Well, I'll tell you, folks, yes, it is something that we do, but it's the easiest part of my job. I hate to tell you that. It's the easiest part of my job, especially if I'm one that's a long-term investor that builds strategy over a period of time. We got to do a lot of work on the back end to make sure that when it's time to invest in your money, it's done right. But once your money is invested, frankly, you know, that can be an easy job. I mean, we got to look at it for periodically. I have to check in to make sure that the balance is right. I got to make sure that if there are tax opportunities for us to take advantage of them, I have to make sure that the portfolio managers within your portfolio are staying within their competitive scope and within the guardrails of what they wanted to do. And frankly, if they get hired away or they decided to retire, that we know what to do. But, you know, moving on the day to day because a stock might be up or down for the day or the week or the month, that's not a reason for us to shift out of a mutual fund or into an ETF or out of an index fund, whatever it is. I want to buy you long-term strategies. But then there's the tax aspect of it, the insurance aspect of it, the estate planning aspect of it. People miss this part. This is like the cash flow aspect of it. This is your offensive line, if you will, using the football analogy. If your offensive line, that's the way you spend your money to come in and out of your spending on a month-to-month basis. If you're spending more than what's coming into the house, well, you're leaving a lot of holes in that offensive line and that opportunity for people to come in, sneak in, and come after some of the other valuable assets that you have. The quarterback sees it all and they try to play it out to make sure that everything remains in line, not just now, but years from now and years from now and years from now. So we got to plan it right. When I last left you in the first segment, I told you that I was going to give you a smart financial advice in a language you can understand. Well, if you're living under a rock, you don't know this. But besides that, if you're getting out, you know that Topsfield Fair starts on Friday. The billboard just saying it, the radio station's promoting it, TV has it, every station you listen to, everywhere you go, it's all about Topsfield Fair that opens up October 1st through October 11th. We're back. I mean, it's the 203rd year of the fair. Didn't have it last year, of course, due to COVID, but the fair is open and it is exciting. I've been over there quite a bit over the past few weeks because many of you know I run a booth there with my wife, Laura. It's called the B'nai B'rith booth. It's been there for 50 plus years. It's one of the oldest running booths. And I would venture to say it is among the most popular booths, food booths at the fair. I mean, I think Learned's Apple Pie and Blueberry Pie will win the award for the most popular booth. The stuff is outstanding. Granted, not only is it outstanding, but you think to yourself, how hard is it to make blueberry crisp and apple crisp and drop a scoop of vanilla ice cream? It's not. But then again, most food products aren't that hard. But if you do it right, if you do it with the right level of service, the right enthusiasm, the right presentation, people will stand in line forever. And so my hat's off to them. They do it right. And I love going there every year to get the Learned's apple pie, the Learned's blueberry crisp. At the Vinay Brith booth, we have been famous for years for our giant quarter-pound hot dogs, where we're once again selling them for $4 a piece. You'll go around the fair this year, and you will see those little tube steak hot dogs, those little 2-ounce Nathan-size hot dogs for $4. Come to our booth. You'll get a real hot dog, a giant hot dog. It's all beef, not just filled with water. And so, you know, you've heard about the Nathan's hot dog eating contest that they do on 4th of July. Well, for this will be our third year or our fourth year doing it. On the Tree and On Stage, the B'nai B'rith booth will host the annual hot dog eating contest on Saturday, October 2nd at 3 p.m. We have 15 people registered already to line up and see how many quarter-pound hot dogs with a bun they can eat in 7 minutes. The record right now is 9.5 hot dogs in 7 minutes. That's a lot of hot dogs. That is, 2.5 pounds, a little more than 2.5 pounds of hot dogs in 7 minutes? That's a lot of hot dogs. We'll see if that record can be broken. I've actually just talked to Scott Whitley, actually. And Scott Whitley, who is on right after me with Wicked Bites Radio, we taped a segment earlier this week about the hot dog eating contest, and Scott agreed to be my co-host. So we're going to co-MC this event. Should be a lot of fun. Easily 1,000 people come out to watch this, and they come out for the train wreck. I mean, they don't want to see the guy eat a lot of hot dogs. They want to see a guy lose a lot of hot dogs. That is really what people come out for. But so that's going on Saturday. We sell a ton of food, but like I told you, I want to give you some financial advice in a language you can understand. Here's the thing. Costs of goods this year have gone up. Food prices have increased 20 to 30%. I'm even seeing it in my own booth. We have to raise our own prices, as will everything else at the fair. And you know when you go to the fair, it's already expensive. It's going to be a little bit more expensive this year. But so too has the fair had to raise their rates. So if you want to go to the fair on the weekends, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, not during the weekdays, but during the weekends, the gate price is $20 a person to get in the door. Now, granted, tons of stuff to see. I mean, you can watch the hot dog eating contest. It's included in your admission. All of the concerts included in your admission. All of the exhibits included in your admission. But it's $20 a person. Now, you can avoid that if you're listening to this show. Here is some financial advice in a language you can understand. Hop in your car right now. You go anytime today, anytime tomorrow, anytime on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Drive up to the front of the Topsfield Fair booth. There's a ticket booth right there, right in the front, at the front entrance. There is no traffic. There is no lines. There's no waiting. You can buy your entry tickets for $12. So you can buy entry tickets before the fair starts. Don't wait for the online stuff, because the online stuff will get shut off, I think, either today or tomorrow. If you go in person to the booth up until Thursday of this week, $12 instead of $20. And if you're bringing a family of five, man, that's a lot of money to save. Go there. And the other thing you can buy that many people don't realize that are out there, and you usually see it when you're standing at the ticket booth, you can buy something called food vouchers. Food vouchers are worth $8, yet you pay $6 for it. So you get a 25% savings by buying these food vouchers. And I would say, well, all of the well-established booths at the fair, those that have been coming back year after year, and the ones that are permanent, like the B'nai B'rith booth, like Learned's Apple Pie, we're all part of the food voucher program. So you get your food at a discount, too. I would strongly encourage you to go. Oh, and the third thing, everybody knows the kids like the rides, right? You can buy ride strips right now for a significantly, and I mean significantly, discounted price by just going to the fair. Look, you're listening to this radio show. You're probably local. You're probably real close to Topsfield anyways. What is it, a 10 or 15-minute drive? And you know if you go next Saturday, you'll spend an hour and a half in traffic so that you can be frustrated and ticked off that you had to wait in traffic. Then you get up to the gate and you go, $20? $20 for a ticket? This is ridiculous. Well, right now, today, go to the fair. Go to the ticket booth. There will be no line. You just walk up and they will sell you discounted fair admission tickets. Normally $20 to get in, you'll pay $12. Buy food vouchers. $8 food vouchers are worth $6. You pay $6 for it. And the other thing, the ride coupons. You get a strip of rides for a significantly discounted price. Now, lots of great stuff is going to happen at the fair. We're actually going to be, North Shore 104.9, we'll be at the fair Wednesday from 11 to 1 a.m. Hank Morris is going to broadcast live from the fair. Actually, he's going to broadcast right from our booth. And in front of me, I brought in for Hank for this week because I know he's had Topsfield Fair family packs. I gave him a whole stack of $20 food vouchers for our booth. So we can include those in the gift pack. So tune in this week. Tune in this morning, this week. When you listen in to Hank, he'll include these things in his package as well. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, I got to tell you about an experience I've had out car shopping. You may be blown away by some of the stories that I'm going to share with you. This has been a very interesting week when it comes to car shopping. It's getting to be kind of like the housing market, folks. So keep your eyes open. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial. With all that's gone on over the past couple years, perhaps retirement is sounding pretty good. But how can you focus on the future when you're so busy juggling the day-to-day? It's time for a real plan, a plan you can define, a plan you can track, and a plan you can modify as things change. At Friedman Financial, that's what we do. We know that planning for your retirement can be overwhelming, but with more than 50 years of experience, we know what you're going through. We're experienced and we're fiduciaries. We listen and we collaborate with your best interests in mind. You don't have to do this alone anymore. Turn to us for answers to your why, how, and what if questions. If now is the time to get serious about your retirement, please give us a call. We're Friedman Financial of Peabody. Financial advice in a language you can understand.
Visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com.
Friedman Financial is a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
The following message is brought to you by Friedman Financial of Peabody through 104.9's Project Local program.
Hi, it's Daniela from North Shore Hospitality Group, Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante in Peabody, reminding you to support your local restaurants. Stop by the cafe for pasta and pastries. Enjoy a cocktail on our heated veranda at Daniela's Ristorante or indulge in prime steaks and seafood at Polana Steakhouse. Dine in, take out, or purchase gift cards from all of our locations. Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante Peabody.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. When we were going out of the last segment, I knew that Biff was playing Money, Money, Money from the show Mamma Mia. And just to let you know, that's the next show that's coming to the North Shore Music Theater. Theater is back at the North Shore Music Theater. I got to see Gary Gulman perform there last Saturday. It was kind of fun. I don't know if you know the comedian Gary Gulman. Gary's from Peabody, Massachusetts. Actually, he was my next door neighbor growing up. His mom and my mom were best friends, and it was kind of nice to be at the theater. It was packed there, and Gary did basically an hour and a half set, maybe a little bit more than that. I think he was trying to promote his new show because he's going to be performing at Carnegie Hall in a few weeks. But I think he got wrapped up in the moment. There were so many local folks that he wrote totally different jokes for the North Shore Music Theater crowd. At least half of his show referenced old stuff from Peabody, the North Shore, that if you weren't from the North Shore, you were like, what the hell is he talking about? But man, most of us were there because we all know Gary. We all grew up with him, and we all grew up in this area. I mean, making references to the York Steakhouse and just so many different things. He would talk about how he was so poor that I didn't even know this. I mean, I always grew up with Gary. He was my next door neighbor. I didn't, you know, we were a middle class family growing up, but I didn't realize that Gary was on, you know, the free lunch program and really struggled financially. Had no idea. And he tells this story about how, well, some kids were going to Disney World to go on, you know, the water flume rides and all that kind of stuff. his adventure with his mother was to go to the Endicott Street car wash. When they'd fill up their tank, they got a free car wash. And that was his water ride. He says, you know, the car had a few holes in the roof. So that's where they got a little wet. And but you know, it was just so funny. He called out some of his teachers. In fact, his first grade teacher, Mrs. Burns, was actually in the audience. Mrs. Burns lived up the street from us. So she got a kick out of it. Gary, yeah, he gave us some credit. He knows my firm and he knows me. And he made reference to my mom who had passed away about 8 years ago. So that was kind of nice. And he made all these different restaurants references. So, I mean, if you were visiting from, I don't know, Montpelier, Vermont, and you were going to see the show to see Gary Gulman and thought you were going to see all of his new stuff. Well, yeah, it was really new stuff, but it was very, very local. Very, very local. But it was a lot of fun. We had a good time. Anyways, what was I going to talk about when I got back? Oh, I know what I was going to talk about. Cars. That's what I was going to talk about. It was cars. Because what we do here on this radio show is we provide financial advice in a language you can understand. Yes, Friedman Financial manages a lot of money, over $600 million for our clients, and we have 450 households. Yes, do we have room for more? Absolutely. But we do more than just manage money. We provide financial advice. I help my clients make smart financial decisions with their money. But here was one where it's kind of interesting about making smart financial decisions. You've met my daughter, Mindy. She's 25 years old. Mindy's got a great job working for one of the mutual fund companies, actually in Boston. She's doing extraordinarily well. But she has been driving the car that we got for her when she was 15, 16 years old. So her car, a 2010 Honda Accord, it's 11 years old now. She called it Pepper from the day she bought it. Funny story with Mindy, when she first got into the car and we went for a test drive with the car, this was my kid. I'm going to tell you this, embarrassed almost telling you the story. We get in the car. Car salesman sits in the passenger seat across from Mindy. I'm sitting in the back seat. Gets out there and Mindy's, and he says, so what do you think of the car? She says, oh, this is nice. He says, how's the visibility? She says, it's good. I'm wearing my contacts today. That's not what he meant by that. You know, can you see the road okay? But Mandy was like, sure, to say, yep, I put my contacts in today, so my visibility is better. So does that mean it's going to suck when you're wearing your glasses? Who knows? But anyways, so Mindy's car is 11 years old now. It has 122,000 miles on the car. It has a hole in the back bumper and a dent in the front bumper. Last week, her air conditioning died. And she's like, Dad, what should I do? So we went to see what it would cost to replace the air conditioner. And it was going to be around $800 to replace the compressor, put it in, all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, this car's got to be worth, what, $1,000? I mean, $2,000? What is somebody going to give me for this car at this point? The leather's kind of worn down. You know, all this hand cream that these kids wear. It's, you know, I don't know. The girls seem to love all this hand cream stuff. Well, she wears down all this stuff on the leather and whatever. So I said, Mindy, you know, let's bring it over to CarMax and see what they'll give us for the car. Because that's what you can do. I've encouraged so many of our clients. If you want to see what your car is worth, even if you're going to buy it at a dealership, I don't care whether you go to Michaud Mitsubishi, whether you go to Herb Chambers, I don't care where you go. Go first to CarMax and let them give you an independent assessment of your car. And they'll give you a written estimate that says, we will give you a check for X amount of dollars between now and the next 7 days. This offer is good for 7 days. So Mindy goes over to CarMax with her, what I call a dump of a car. I've used worse language than that for her car. And I figured maybe they'll give her $500 or $1,000 for the car. She comes to my office afterwards and she hands me this piece of paper, $7,000. $7,000, Mindy? Are you kidding me? They're going to give you $7,000 for your car. That's what they said. And it's in writing. It's like, just bring it here. We'll give you a check for $7,000. I said, well, why do you still have your car? She says, well, I had to get here. And she says, besides, I don't know what I'm going to buy. So Mindy is now at the point where she wants to buy a car. And so we start shopping around. I said, you know, this makes sense. You might as well just take the check. Or we'll take the check and then we'll buy another car. So she starts looking around for a car, and she wants to buy like a one-year-old car, which if you've been around lately, you'll know that those one-year-old cars are few and far between. If you've driven up Route 114 and you've driven into the car lots right now, it used to be overflowing with cars, right? They're not. They're not. In fact, if you go to CarMax right now and you wanted to buy a used car, try to find something that's a 19 or a 20 car. The earliest ones they have on the lot are 18s. And the 2018s are expensive. So Mindy wants to go buy this car, buy a car. And so we go to this dealership and we find out that the car that she wants, which is a car that's about a year old or so, they have none on the lot. But they do have a couple loaners on the car, on the lot, that they could sell to us that have, I don't know, 2,000, 3,000 miles on it. Great. We'll look at one of those. So we look at one of the cars. She drives it, gets back, and we think this is great. And they hand me the MSRP, the price of the car or whatever. And that's the MSRP. This is the price of the car. I said, yeah, but the car's got 3,000 miles on it. There's probably 90 people who have already driven inside this car. They take it out, you know, as a loaner every day. Yeah. And they look at me like I'm crazy. They go, yeah, yeah. I said, well, isn't, I thought when you drive the car off the lot, the car price drops 30%. Isn't that what we've always been told? Drops 30%. Well, not anymore. Because cars are in such great demand that you're paying full price. They said, oh, you want a new car? See that MSRP? That's not the price for you. That's our starting price. We're selling cars, new cars, 15 and 20% over the MSRP. And people are paying it similarly to the way people are buying houses right now. Oh, I'll buy that house sight unseen, no inspection, and I'll give you $50,000 to $100,000 over asking. And so people are doing that, and we're saying that's nuts. Yet people are saying, well, I would never do that with a car. Well, why not? The car, it's insane what people are paying for cars, for houses right now. It's because the supply is so small and the demand is so huge. Now, with housing prices, we're not seeing that over asking anymore, are we? We're not seeing the bidding that went on at 50 and 100,000. You're not seeing 90 people come to take a look at a house in a given day. Because now, there's now a glut of supply. Turn down any street in your neighborhood and there's another for sale sign. Because everybody thought, well, if so-and-so could get so much money for their house, look what I could get for mine. Well, that's not quite happening anymore. The prices are starting to level off. But in the car world, in the automotive world, you've heard about this term inflation, right? The cost of everything is going up. Well, yeah, inflation is being dictated right now by car prices, by lumber prices, by semiconductor prices. Because that's the thing, is if we can't get semiconductors to build cars, then the cars that are on the road have to become more valuable. Did you know that it takes, I just wrote this down, where's my note here? 1,000 to 3,000 chips, semiconductor chips, per car to make a car operate. And if we're having a glut of semiconductor chips, you know there's a lot of equipment that isn't being sold right now. So we had to pay a premium to buy Mindy's car, yet she got a premium for her used car. So it's kind of an offset here. And by the way, that sticker that I told you, that $7,000 that Mindy was willing to get, that they were willing to pay for her at CarMax, we showed it to the car dealer, and they go, all right, we'll cover it. They'll take it for $7,000.
Wow.
I'm like, are you kidding me? Now, granted, they're probably overcharging me for the car, so there's, they're making it up. But still, people are desperate right now.
They need inventory.
They need anything.
Inventory.
Yeah. Maybe it's a lot cheaper to fix a car than, you know, what they charge us, but who knows? But I'm just blown away. So the car thing is something that's of real interest to me right now. If you're thinking about buying a car, you may want to hold off if you don't want to pay a premium. Oh, and here's the other thing. So at first, Mindy and I walked in and we said, all right, Mindy was thinking about either leasing or financing a car. Now, I'm not a big fan of leasing a car unless you can deduct the lease payment. Because basically what you're doing, lease is saying, I'll rent the car for 3 years. But we wanted to take a look at the leasing price and the financing cost. Well, what was interesting, the leasing cost I thought was outrageous, but the financing cost was $100 more a month, and you paid it for 1 year longer. And I'm like, wait a second. A leasing is you're only leasing the part of the car that you're going to be using for, let's say, 3 years. You pay for the 3 years of use of the car, and then you pay interest on the remaining, that cap cost on the back. And it was going to be $100 more to finance it. And so I'm trying to figure out, what are they basing this financing on? And the more I thought about it, and we went home and we talked about it, I said, Mindy, let's pay cash for the car. Let's see what they'll give us for a cash price. And it turns out the cash price was the best deal of all. And I said, all right, I'll help you. I'll give you the cash to buy the car, and you just pay me back. It's 0% financing. I don't need the interest. And she's like, well, all right, Dad, that sounds like a good deal for me. And she was thrilled with that idea. But it just, you got to be thoughtful with the way these car deals are operating right now. If you're looking for a car, be careful out there. If you're looking to trade in a car, get rid of your car, go to CarMax first before you go to any other dealership. Get an estimate. And I'm telling you, these dealerships, they'll match the price. They want your cars. They want to sell cars, too. They're entitled to make money. Man, I just think it's a great deal. So that's my story about the cars. At any rate, I want to remind you about our free weekly newsletter that we put out each and every Friday morning. It's filled with things like this story that I just shared with you, though I do it in a much more succinct manner, usually 100 words or less. My newsletter is called Planning Pointers. It lands in your mailbox every Friday at 10:30 in the morning. We've been doing it since March of 2009, 12 years of consistent newsletters every Friday at 10:30, except on the weekend, week of Thanksgiving. You get it on Wednesday that week. Three stories. All you need to do to get my newsletter, go to my website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, to E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page. Put in your name, your email address, and you're signed up. It's really that simple. But there's also a comment section down there. And many people leverage the comment section by asking me questions, something that they heard on the radio or something that just sparked in their head as they were driving around, and they send me this question. Well, people know that I'm very responsive to my emails. If you send me a question, I can promise you that within 24 hours, I will get back to you. You will get a direct email from me. Or if you say, you know, hey, Mark, I'd like to schedule an initial consultation, you'll probably get a phone call first from Jody or an email from Jody asking to get your phone number so we can talk to you. We want to make sure that what you're looking for is what we do. And if not, we'll refer you to somebody else. I really don't care, guys. I want to make sure that you're set properly. I want you to be successful. I want you to get the advice that you deserve so that you can be successful all of your life. And it's really that simple. That's what I call financial advice in a language you can understand. We're going to have more of it when we're back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Message is brought to you by Friedman Financial of Peabody through 104.9's Project Local program.
Hi, it's Daniela from North Shore Hospitality Group, Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante in Peabody, reminding you to support your local restaurants. Stop by the cafe for pasta and pastries. Enjoy a cocktail on our heated veranda at Daniela's Ristorante, or indulge in prime steaks and seafood at Polana Steakhouse. Dine in, take out, or purchase gift cards from all of our locations. Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante, Peabody.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here Sundays from 8 to 9 a.m. Let's face it, your retirement will be nothing like your parents. Your life won't be based on a fixed income, and instead, in today's world, it will be up to you to make tax-smart decisions on your 401k, your IRAs, and the rest of your investment portfolio. And it's all with a goal of using this money to support your spending needs for the rest of your life. This is serious business, and at Friedman Financial, we can help. With more than 50 years of experience serving this local community, we deliver financial advice in a language you can understand. Visit us at FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, to E's and a D,
FriedmanFinancial.com. Let's make your retirement all that you've dreamed it could be.
Visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com.
Money, 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 money.
And welcome back to the final segment of Dollars and Cents. I forgot the name of my show. Right here on North Shore 104.9 this very Sunday morning. The sun has just finally broken through the clouds. I'm overlooking the North Beverly train station where there is absolutely nobody in the parking lot. So the train still stops here, doesn't it, Biff?
It does.
It does. Okay. Yeah. I guess no one's taken one this earlier. Actually, then again, I haven't seen a train go by here, so maybe they're not running this early right now.
Well, I think the weekend schedule is a little light.
It might be.
Yeah, you're right, though. There's not a single car over there.
No, not one. They'll be showing up later, I guess.
Yeah.
And you know what's coming up this month?
What do you got?
Well, besides the Topsfield Fair is coming up. And then after the Topsfield Fair, Haunted Happenings.
Ah.
In Salem.
Wow, that's
lots of stuff.
October's big.
It is a very busy month here in New England.
October's huge in New England.
It is. And if you want to find out what's going on here on the North Shore, what's going on here locally, this is the station to be tuning into. Hank does a great little calendar show, little updates and letting people know what's going on. This is the place. We do everything local here at North Shore 104.9. So if you want to know where to find the wickedest of the wicked witches, this might be the place. You never know. Salem has them. And you can find them, and you can go on gravestone tours and hot dog eating contests. You can do it all here in North Shore 104.9. And Topsfield Fair, like as you well know, is coming up this Friday. I mentioned in the second segment, fair prices have gone up. So have food prices. Food prices right now are up 20 and 30%. Don't be surprised if some of your booths that you are traditionally going to at the fair have different food this year, because some of the foods are difficult to find. There has been a shortage of all different things. We're going to do our very best at the B'nai B'rith booth to have everything that you've grown accustomed to. We're bringing back the Hoi Vey sandwich. That's coming back. Everyone seems to love that. We sold over 400 of them last year. We had to raise our price. Our Hoi Vey price was $10 a sandwich. It's now $12 a sandwich. But this is what you get for your sandwich. And it is not a little teeny weeny little sandwich. You're not going to be disappointed. I promise you. It's a big bulky roll. On the you know what a bulky roll is, right? Everyone,
I do.
You do? Okay, because I'm Jewish, so I know what a bulky roll is. But you know, and we get them from Joe Pianodosi.
It's going to be good.
Now Joe doesn't deliver them. Joe just bakes. Well, I don't think Joe's baking anymore, but somebody's baking.
I don't think he actually does it. But yeah.
Well, he's got his name. He embosses his name on every roll.
Name's on the building.
Right. So we get Pianodosi bulky rolls. On the bottom of on top of the first layer of the roll is we put on my mother's famous Jewish brisket. So now we don't slice it. We shred it this year because it goes better on the sandwich. Nice and saucy and tangy. So we have that. And then we put on spiced hot pastrami on top of that. Then we take what we call a potato latke. Some of you call it potato pancakes. We take a potato pancake, put that on top. Then we dress it with a scoop of beef and bean chili. Put the top of the bulky roll bun on top of that. Little toothpick to hold it all together. You get a half sour pickle, or I think it's a kosher dill pickle you get now on the side. And it'll keep you going for the whole day, and it'll keep you going later on, I think, later. But keep you going all day.
I just want to eat that.
Oh, my God.
How do you eat that?
How do you eat it? With usually a fork and a knife.
Yeah, you're not going to eat it like a sandwich.
It is just
there's
so
no way.
Messy. No. Some people do. There's a guy, there's a blacksmith at the Topsfield Fair, and he gets it. He is gluten-free. You know, the gluten-free thing. I don't know. My parents told me you eat what's put in front of you. But I understand you got celiac or whatever, but, you know, but he goes gluten-free. So we've created something that's called the blacksmith special for just him. And it's still the same price, $12. And if you want the blacksmith special, you go up to the window, I'll do the same thing. Instead of the bulky roll, instead of depriving Joe Pianodosi of his nickel that he might make on the roll,
yes,
we put the whole thing on a bed of French fries.
Okay.
All okay, right. So you get French fries in a boat, brisket, pastrami, potato pancake, chili, and that's what you get in a nice big bowl because he doesn't eat the bread, but he eats the French fries, that's what he does. So that's the blacksmith special. I don't care. We'll do it either way, however you want it. And so that's the thing at the Topsfield Fair. Anyways, my advice to you, though, is ticket prices are going up. And admission to the fair, especially on the weekends when most people want to go, is no longer $15, it's $20. $20 a person. And that's for everybody. There's no kid prices. It's everybody. $20. Okay. So here's my advice to you. I mean, under 2 years old, I don't think they charge you, but it's $20 a ticket. Go to the fair ticket booth today or tomorrow up until Thursday. Thursday is the last day to do it. You can buy discounted fair admission tickets for $12 rather than $20. Family of four, you're saving $32. That's some lunch. I can't say it's lunch for the whole family, but it's a lot of fried doughs.
It is a lot of fried dough.
Whatever it might be. I mean, it's a smart way to approach it. So you can get your discounted fair admission tickets. You can also buy at the front gate food vouchers, and you can buy these in advance. You can't buy them once Friday comes. Now, they've been selling them for 2 months. And according to Jamie O'Brien, who's the general manager, advance ticket prices are beyond what they ever imagined. The people are really buying this stuff. So the food vouchers, you get an $8 food voucher for $6. And most of the major booths at the fair, including the B'nai B'rith booth where I'm at, we accept these food vouchers. Learned's Apple Pie, which is the most favorite booth there, they accept the food vouchers. Cipino's accepts the food vouchers. Lots of places that are at the fair that have been there for years, we all take the food voucher. I would strongly encourage you to check that out. And the last thing, of course, is the discounted ride tickets. Get them in advance. You'll pay like half the price for rides if you're willing to just take a drive 5 miles or 8 miles, whatever it is for you, to go to Topsfield today. What are you doing this afternoon? Just take a ride to the booth and you can buy tickets. Go tomorrow, go Tuesday. But once Thursday night hits, that's it. You're paying full price the rest of the week. So I'm just telling you, folks, this is financial advice in a language you can understand. Isn't it? I mean, it clearly is. That's what that's all about. And if you tune in this week here on North Shore 104.9, I have left Hank Morse $20 gift certificates for food at the B'nai B'rith booth. So if you happen to win the Topsfield Fair Family 4-pack, I think he's got a few of them that he gives away between him and Erica. If you get the question of the day, whatever it is, we got $20 gift certificates that we'll throw in the envelope as well. So continue to tune in right here to North Shore 104.9. We got lots of great stuff that's going on. We put out a newsletter. I've been doing this for 10 years here on the radio station. I've been doing a newsletter even longer than that. Lands in your mailbox every Friday at 10:30. Go to FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D. Go to the bottom of any page, put in your name and your email address, and you'll join the 7,500 other subscribers who get our newsletter. And last but not least, if now is the time for you to get serious about your financial planning needs, I hope you'll give us a call. This is the time when people are saying to themselves, they're looking at their financial situation. It's August. We're heading to, no, it's not August. It's October. Forget what month it is. Sorry, Biff.
Having a rough morning.
It's early.
Don't know the name of the show. Don't know what month it is.
Nothing at all. But, you know, you're starting to think about, oh, my goodness, it's the end of the year. Are there tax-saving strategies that I can consider? Is now the time to get my financial house in order so that when January 1st rolls around next year, we're good to go? I know what everything is worth. Folks, this is a very important time to be looking at your personal finances. If now's the time for you to get serious about your money, about what you want to do for your financial future, give us an opportunity to help you consolidate your financial life so you can have some, you can try to sleep better. I want you to try to sleep better. Look, I can't guarantee performance. I can't guarantee anything. But what I can guarantee you, well, I can guarantee you one thing, is rational advice during emotional times. That's what we do. That's what Friedman Financial has done since 1968. We are independent. We are fiduciaries. We place your interests first. And the only way that we do that is when we know where everything is and what everything is worth. And when we put that all together and you can sleep better at night, that's what it's really all about. All right. Biff just told me I have 2 minutes, so I got to kind of stretch this out a little bit, right, Biff?
Oh, yeah.
I thought I was done, but I guess we're going to go for 2 more minutes.
Got to go a little longer.
Got to go a little longer. All right.
Mark was halfway out the door. I had to kind of bring him back. Yeah, got a couple more minutes, Mark, okay?
just got to fill a little time. So, you know, here, I'll give you something for the last minute or so.
Okay.
So this week is the end of the third quarter of the year. September 30th is going to roll around, I think, on Thursday. So you're going to get your September statement. It's going to be a September quarterly statement, or it's going to be a quarterly statement, or you're going to get the end of the month September statement. Something interesting is going to happen when you open up that envelope this time that you probably haven't seen in a very long time. Chances are your account didn't go up. Yep, that's right. It has been a flat few months, and the month of September has been off a little bit. Now, I mean, you're not going to see a dramatic drop on your statement, but you are going to see a drop. Don't be concerned. Don't worry. We've had a great run. We're going to see some volatility along the way. You're going to do just fine as long as you're well allocated, as long as you have a financial plan, as long as you have a strategy in place to get you from point A to point B that's thoughtful and rational. And if you don't, I'm here to help. Thanks for tuning in today. My name is Mark Friedman. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Thanks for tuning into Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During the show, specific investments may have been discussed. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planner, tax professional, or attorney to determine what is appropriate for you. Consider your investment objectives, risk, charges, and expenses of an investment company before investing. That's because investing involves risk, including a loss of principal. A prospectus contains this and other information about mutual funds, variable annuities, and variable annuity sub-accounts. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making an investment. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment and financial planning advice is offered through Mark's firm, Friedman Financial, which is a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next Sunday at 8 a.m.